Blog Talk Radio.
We love you, Lord, and we lift our voice to worship you. Oh, our soul rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. Please let it be a sweet, sweet, sweet sound. Please let it be a sweet, sweet sound. Please let it be a sweet, sweet, sweet sound in your ears. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the precious name of Jesus Christ that we come on this morning to say thank you for another day. Thank you for another opportunity. Thank you for another privilege. Father God, as we come and gather around the table, Father God, to be fed, Father God, our spiritual breakfast, the breakfast for champions, we say thank you for it. We say thank you for preparing it. We say thank you that Jesus died for it. We want to say that Jesus is it, Father God. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We bless you, we honor you, and we praise you right now, Father God. We thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Father God. We thank you, thank you, thank you for helping us, Father God, to stand and to keep on standing. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to fight and to keep on fighting, to win and to keep on winning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We embrace the gifts of this day, Father. We thank you for it. And now we surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold this day according to your wisdom, your grace, and your mercies. Thank you, Father. Now, Lord, as you taught the disciples to say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, good morning, families. Good morning, visitors. Good morning. We talk all of our listening audience across the globe. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership with Jesus Christ as the Lord, as we lift up Jesus on this morning, TGIF. Today, God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. I'm your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Dr. Alfreda out of Philadelphia. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. And so we bless him for this opportunity as we come and gather around the table this morning, amen, to be fed. And I'm telling you, glory be to God, there's nothing like spiritual nourishment. Spiritual nourishment is the key, amen, to our victory, our overall victory. Glory be to God, for it is God's desire for us to be in good health and to prosper, even as our soul prospers. Amen. So we put first things first. Amen. Glory be to God. Then we're going to be first. Amen. Hallelujah. Right underneath God. Amen. He wants us close to him. Amen. Hallelujah. And so this is our heart's desire also. If you are a first timer with our ministry, welcome, 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 welcome. Please enjoy the services on today and keep coming back. We meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. It's been 10 and a half years now. Amen. And we're still moving forward. We're still moving forward. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sometimes we low. We come up against the forces of darkness, the forces of the enemy. All this is real. You hear what I'm saying? It's real. But guess what? Amen. Hallelujah. God is real. That's what we need to know. We're not concerned about Satan being real, even though he is. Amen. Glory be to God. About darkness, amen, and all that other stuff. Yes, all that is real. We cannot deny that. But let me tell you something. True for the whole matter. Amen. When you know that you know that you know, amen, for yourself that God is real. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And he is glorious. He is wonderful. He is powerful. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I was doing some research over the weekend. Amen. And I was just exploring. Amen. The galaxy. Amen. I'm fascinated with science when it comes to the galaxy, the stars, the universe. Amen. And I took a 3-hour training this weekend. Amen. And just flabbergasted, amen. And when the stars and the Milky Way and the Earth and the Sun, and there's billions and billions of galaxies, amen. The scientists haven't even been able to scratch the surface. Glory be to God, the vast universe, amen. Yet God knows every star by name. Yet he is upholding the stars. He is upholding the earth. It always, if I'm mesmerized every time I think of planet Earth, that this rotating in the midst of the universe. We're just in the middle of the universe, just rotating around on nothing. Glory be to God. Oh my God, how the speed of light travels around planet Earth 5 times in 1 second. Oh my God, Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. How Earth is this positioned accurately for life. Glory be to God. How God put all that together. Oh, my God, Jesus. I'm telling you. I'm just mesmerized. Amen. Hallelujah. God's power. God's glory. Yet he's outside of time. He's outside of all that. He's controlling all of that. Hallelujah. Oh, God. And then he's coming back. Oh, he's coming back. He's coming back to judge evil. That's what he's coming back to do, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. And I'm so happy, amen, that I already have my deed. I have my deed. And we pray that you have yours, too. Amen. So we just want to give God some praise this day, beloved. God is not a joke. God is not a joke. God, I don't know if any of you like science like that, but I'm telling you, I just encourage you. Just, if you don't want to spend any money, just go to Google. Just go to Google for a couple seconds and just Google the universe and just stare at the universe. Below. Just take 30 seconds a day and look at the stars and look at the planets and look at all that. And ask yourself, who's sustaining all this? Oh, my God, Jesus. Oh, my God. How gravity holds everything down. Suppose gravity is expended. Oh, my God, Jesus. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Jeff Bezos going out into space today, beloved. Glory be to God. Amen. Go there a second with him. Glory be to God. Look around. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is not a joke. God is not a joke. Hallelujah. And that's our Father. That's our Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so we're happy today. Amen. Glory be to God, because that's our daddy. And we blessed be the name of the Lord. All right. All right. All right. Glory be to God. Yesterday, amen, we encouraged you to God, through God's word, to encourage you. Amen. To let you know that you're not going crazy. ain't nothing crazy about you. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, glory be to God, hallelujah, because God has not given us a spirit of fear, amen, but a power, amen, and love, and a sound mind, amen. And so we pray, amen, you have been blessed, amen, through the teaching of God's word. I know I am. I can't get enough of God's word. I mean, like, literally, if I could, amen, glory be. I mean, I was just hours on hours every day. I mean, hours. Amen. Other people teaching me. Amen. The Holy Spirit teaching me. Me reading me. I would not get bored. Because the more of God's word I get, the more I want. Glory be to God. Y'all know. You know when you have some good eating. Y'all know when it's good. I mean, that fish was good. You know what I mean? That chicken was good. Hey, that was some good A's. Some good comedy. Good. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I just take a little bit more. Amen. And so we blessed be the name of the living God. But after we eat, then we got to go work it off, saints. Amen. Because it's not good enough to be a hearer, but we must be a hearer and a doer. And so we blessed be the name of Jesus. Amen. We want to talk to you a little bit this morning, amen, about the problem. We want to know what is the problem. So what is the problem? What is the problem? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Beloved, glory be to God. We definitely can count on the fact that there are unseen evil forces that have been assigned to kill us, to steal from us, to destroy everything good in our lives. They're out there, and it's sad because believers, I don't know how you could be a believer, but I guess if they're still growing, a little bit ignorant, you know what I mean? And just have to be enlightened if they, you know, they just came to Christ. All right. And they don't believe in the unseen forces and all that stuff. But just let them keep living. Let them keep walking with Jesus. They're going to find out. You'll find out, beloved. And so we cannot deny the fact that Satan is real. Okay. We cannot deny the fact that Satan has demons and cohorts, amen, and it's real. Amen. We cannot deny the fact, amen, that darkness is there and darkness is real, beloved. See? And so, and the reality was Satan doesn't want us to see, amen, glory be to God, is that he is out to get us. See, Satan don't really mind if people, you know, accept Christ, because there's nothing he can do about that when their hour comes anyhow. But if Satan can just keep the people blinded into believing that he don't exist, then he still wins. And Satan has a motive. His M.O., beloved, the Bible clearly tells us we don't have to guess and do a whole bunch of research. All we have to do is read the word, that the devil comes to kill, the devil comes to steal, and the devil comes to destroy. Now, all that is bad news. There ain't nothing good in that. There's no light in that. There's no victory in that. There's no power in that. There's no love in that. All right, and that's all he comes. He doesn't come to give life because he can't. He doesn't come to love. He doesn't come to bring you increase, not unless he's going to increase your sorrow. The Bible clearly teaches, beloved, that these devilish forces band together to commit acts of aggression against the saints, and that includes you and me. And this is why, beloved, we have to work together as a family of God and be our brother's keeper and pray for. The Bible tells us that we're in sin, that if we do not pray for one another, we have to support one another. Why? Because, beloved, because the devil and his demons do. The devil and his demons are on one accord. And when the Lord released me in our spiritual warfare training, I'll show you and teach you, beloved, how they work in ranks. They're very organized. They have good communication skills. So that's why when you go to that fortune teller and she's taking all your money and reading your palm and all that and all that, and you wondering how she knew, that's because them little demons is following you. They communicate. They communicated with her. Let her know you was coming. and gave her all she needed to know to convince you. Oh, the devil, they tight. They tight. See? And if the body of Christ would be as tight, amen, as Satan's demons and cohorts, huh? We will have greater victory in the body of Christ. We getting there. We getting there. God helping us, we getting there. Beloved, the truth is evident in the scriptures. Glory be to God. For Paul wrote many verses about spiritual warfare. Oh, Paul's the spiritual warfare master. Why? Because he could write what he knew about. He could write what he knew about. Oh, Paul said, I fought a good fight. Spiritual warfare, yes, beloved. Paul, not only did Paul write many verses about our spiritual warfare and our spiritual weapons and our spiritual armor, see, but Paul also encouraged us through the word, beloved, how we are to resist those unseen demonic forces. See, we are told to resist them. They're real, amen, but just don't let them take you over. Bamboozle you, all right? And Paul said we ought to resist them, and then he tells us how to do it. It don't get no better than that, beloved. Yet, beloved, it's very important that we approach this subject with the right attitude. With the right attitude. Because of Jesus' death on the cross and his resurrection from the dead, beloved, the forces of hell are already defeated. Already defeated. Somebody just write that down in your notebooks. Just those two words. It'll bring everything back to you when you go back to review it. I'm talking, who are you talking about? I'm talking about the same devil, his demons, okay, the one-third that left heaven, all of them, all their power, their light. The devil himself comes as an angel of light, okay? The ones that's harassing you, you know, buffeting you, trying to take you over, the ones that come to steal from you, to kill, to destroy. Yeah, that's who I'm talking about. They're already defeated. However, beloved, even though they have been legally stripped of their authority and their power, they continue to roam this earth. You ever think about that? You ever think about how it's already done? Amen. Jesus said it's already done. Jesus said it's already finished. Amen. Satan was defeated. Amen. Glory be to God at Calvary, especially on the resurrection. Amen. Glory be to God. But yeah, Satan's still here. him and his army still here, walking to and fro, up and down. Huh? Roaming the earth. Glory be to God. Huh? Glory be to God. Carrying out evil deeds. Oh my God, it's to the point I don't even want to watch the news. I'm going to tell y'all the truth. I have to watch the news because I have to be relevant. I have to know what's going on in the world. And I have to know what's going on in my own neighborhood. You have to watch a little bit of the news if you don't watch it but once a week because something could be happening in your own backyard. But beloved, amen, glory be to God. We turn on the news, glory be to God, and we see Satan and his demons are carrying out evil deeds like criminals, because they are criminals. Bandits, gangsters, satanic gangsters. Huh? Glory be to God. And thugs. That's what Satan and his boys. Satan and his boys. Just like criminals who refuse to submit to the law, these evil spirits will continue to operate in this world. Now, you listen to me. Listen to me. These evil criminals, these evil gangsters, Satan and his team will continue to operate in this world until some believer uses their God-given authority to enforce their defeat. It doesn't happen automatically, Saint. This is the point we have to get. The promises of God are not automatic. Satan is defeated, but you have to enforce it. You have to enforce the law, baby. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, we have to get a hold of this truth. These demonic forces are legally stripped of their authority, and they are defeated. Absolutely. We are not puny, struggling believers who are somehow trying to learn how to cope with the devil's attacks against us. We're not merely trying to learn how to scrape by or survive. Jesus' death and resurrection gave us the legal authority to keep Satan under our feet. We have legal authority. So we must always make sure we approach spiritual warfare, beloved, as victors and not victims. And I want you to write that in your notes on this morning. I am a victor, not a victim. Which means you have to say it. You have to, until you believe it, beloved, because you got to stop acting like it. Why are you always acting like the victim? If Satan is under your feet. If you have legal authority to enforce Satan's defeat, then why are you the victim or acting like the victim? Beloved, in the book of Colossians, chapter number 2, verse number 15, Colossians 2:15, it reads, "And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it." Hallelujah. 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 Beloved, amen. When we look at this scripture here, glory be to God, we can gain a greater revelation of the victory that Jesus has already accomplished for you and me. Through his death, through his burial, through his resurrection. And Paul tells us that Jesus made a show of them openly. Openly. Beloved, when we look at that word openly, it denotes boldness or confidence. Glory to God. By using this word openly, beloved, Paul declares when Jesus was finishing his dealings with Satan, his victory over the devil was no quiet affair. It was nothing quiet about this. Quite the contrary, beloved. The Bible tells us that Jesus boldly, confidently, and loudly exposed and displayed this now defunct foe to heaven's hosts. Make no mistake, Jacob, when Jesus made a show of them openly, beloved, it was quite a spectacular show. Then Paul goes on to tell us, beloved, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. When the Bible uses this word triumph, beloved, this is a technical word used to describe a general or an emperor returning home from a grand victory in the enemy's territory. Specifically, the word triumph was used to describe the emperor's triumphal parade when he returned home. And history tells us, beloved, that when a returning emperor or general came striding down the gates on his big, powerful, and beautiful horse, that he was accompanied by his fellow victorious warriors, who also appeared glorious after their triumphant battle. And as the parade followed, the weaponry and the treasure seized from the enemy's territory were grandly displayed for all to see. See, we got this. We got this. Oh, yeah, we got. Oh, yeah, we won. Oh, yeah. It was a party, baby. You think we celebrate on the 4th of July and January 1st and these holidays, baby? It was a big affair. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And the grand, beloved, final of this procession, of this triumphant procession, was the foreign ruler himself. They would bring the ruler back. Glory be to God. They would bring the king back on the opposite side, on the enemy side. Glory be to God. They bring the king back and the person in charge, and they would put them to an open shame. Not only that, the ruler had been beaten and bound in chains, see, and was now being forced to walk in disgrace, shame, dishonor, embarrassment, as the crowds of people came to celebrate his defeat and to get a peep, just a peep at him, see what he looked like. this man that was once powerful, he was once in charge, he was once large, but look at him now. Totally defeated. He was a totally defeated opponent. This is where this word comes from, beloved. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them. That word triumph is not a small weight word. It is a heavyweight word. Glory be to God. If you lose and everybody know you lose. Glory be to God. You're out for the count. It's over. It's in your history. You're done. Glory be to the living God. So, beloved, so when we look at this scripture here, it declares that Jesus triumphed over evil powers. Glory be to God. And it is explicitly declaring that Jesus took the enemy apart piece by piece. I mean, Jesus took the enemy apart piece by piece, beloved. This was a big deal. Glory be to God. Because the Bible tells us that Jesus thoroughly spoiled principalities and powers. Huh? Wait a minute now. If Jesus spoiled principalities and powers, wait a minute. Hold on. Hope you're taking notes this morning. Glory be to God. Look over here in Ephesians 6. Let's just go here real quick. Amen. Glory be to God. Go here to Ephesians 6. Let me pull it up real quick. Amen. Glory be to God. I didn't have that in my notes today, but the Holy Spirit is leading me here. So let's go to Ephesians 6. I want to show you something here. All right. Go down to... Okay, verse number 12. For we, verse 11 says, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Y'all see that? You see all that we wrestling against? But yet we see in the scripture where Jesus spoiled principalities and powers. Now, I'm about to wrap this up, but I got to ask you again, wait a minute. What's the problem? I need somebody to tell me what's the problem here.
When Jesus was finished, beloved, with those demonic forces, they were utterly plundered. See? What would happen, see, glory be to God, when you read your Bibles, beloved, amen, and God would send Israel in, and God would send Joshua and them in, glory be to God, to overtake the enemy, glory be to God, he allowed them to possess the goods. In other words, all that money, the money that you find, that's yours. Uh-huh. All the jewelry that you find, yeah, that's yours too. Uh-huh. And all that food and the clothes, and, yeah, and that Mercedes sitting over there, that's yours. Uh-huh. And see, they had legal right, see, to take the plunder. Glory be to God. Ah. Woo! They were stripped to bare nakedness and left with nothing in hand to retaliate. They couldn't retaliate if they wanted to because they had nothing to retaliate with. They were stripped of bare nakedness. They didn't have a piece of clothes to wrap around them. So, beloved, so in light of this, amen, let's look at Colossians 2 and 15 in the Greek. And, beloved, it conveys this idea as I read in your hearing. He gallantly strode into heaven to celebrate his victory and the defeat of Satan and his forces. As part of his triumphal process, he flaunted the spoils seized from the hand of the enemy. Yet the greatest spectacle of all occurred when the enemy himself was openly put on display as bound. He was openly put on display as disgraced. He was openly put on display as disabled. He was openly put on display as defeated. He was openly put on display as humiliated, and he was openly put on display as stripped bare. Beloved, Jesus' victory over Satan was a momentous affair. When Jesus returned, he was totally triumphant. I didn't say he was triumphant. I said he was totally triumphant. And the party heaven threw that day was enormous, beloved. All of heaven's hosts came to celebrate Jesus' victory and Satan's downfall and demise. Right there in front of everyone, Jesus displayed the devil and his cohorts, so all could know that this enemy no longer had the legitimate right, or he no longer had the necessary arms to prolong his rule of terrorism. It was over. Beloved, hear me again. And you might want to write this down in your notebook. This once again, I don't want you to leave this call this morning and not get it. Satan is not a force that we are trying to defeat. Satan is already defeated. Now I want you to look at that word already. I want you to look at that word already. He is already defeated. But this is the issue and the challenge that we have. Very few believers know how to effectively use their God-given authority to resist Satan. Very few. And that's why we thank God for our spiritual warfare training. That's why we thank God, beloved. Amen. Honey, to know, amen, that we have to become radical. Glory be to God that the violent taketh by force. Glory be to God. And because of that, beloved, he tried to continue illegally operating and doing damage to the souls of men and women, and even to creation itself, because they don't know. That's why Satan is still doing havoc, because they don't know. Because God's children aren't using their God-given authority. What good is the authority if you're not going to use it? They just let this, Satan just shows up in their house any time of the day. They just come and, you know, he commits a home invasion. He comes in and, you know what I mean, take what he wants. And what, because you don't know. Because you don't know that you have authority in your mouth. You don't even have to call nobody. You don't even have to call 911. You have authority in your mouth. You don't even have to wait till you get to your prayer partner. Go, you have authority all by yourself. The prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You're not using your God-given authority. Glory be to God. He tells us, whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. You're not exercising your God-given authority. He tells us in Luke 10 and 19, I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all of the power of the enemy. Nothing shall hurt you. But you're not exercising your authority. You're not exercising your faith. You're not exercising. You're not playing your cards. Come on, man. You have the upper hand. If the policeman would knock on your door today, the FBI, and you go to the door and they show you their badge, you can open it if you want to, but you don't have to, because they already got a court order and they coming in. Well, baby, you got to let the devil know you got a court order. You have authority here. And you have legal backup because you have heaven's army. Your brothers, the angels of war are backing you up, assisting you. All you got to do is say a word. And we just sit down like victims and cry. I don't know. And I'm just getting beat up. And the devil, and he keep making a fool out of me. And then he came in and he stole my money. And beat up my children. And left my husband with a black eye. And what? And what was you doing while all this was happening? I was just so scared. So scared. Where do you get the fear from? Are you showing? No. Stop 1 second right here and tell me where you get the fear from. I just thought I was going to die. What? God has not given us a spirit of fear. So where did you get the fear from? His word also tells us that we will live and not die, which means you ain't going nowhere before your time. Come on. Why didn't you do something? Why didn't you call on the name of Jesus? Why didn't you call on the blood of Jesus? Death and life is in the power of your tongue. He came to kill. You should have been killing something. Because it's in your mouth. I was just waiting for the pastor. The pastor over here killing her own demons. She'll get to you in a minute. You better get busy while you're waiting for her to come. What is the problem? Why is God are the victors. You got to know it's yours. What good is power if you don't recognize it and don't use it? What good is God's word if you don't recognize it and use it? What good is authority if you don't recognize it and don't use it? Glory be to God. Oh, my Father God. Hallelujah. So, beloved, as I close on this morning, God knows I am not out of words, but I am out of time. No matter what demonic strategy may come against you this day, or no matter how many demons are assembled together for your destruction, and they do work in groups, write this down in your notebook this morning. You never have to go down defeated. You never have to go down defeated. I want you to say that all day. I want you to say it until you believe it. I want you to say it. Your faith will rise to the level of your confession. Glory, death and life are in the power of your mouth. Open your mouth today. Say it and say it every day. I never have to go down defeated. But what about the, I ain't going down defeated. Because Jesus already plundered the enemy when he rose from the dead. Jesus already got the goods. So, beloved, when you look into the mirror this morning, go back. Maybe you already looked in the mirror. Go on back after this call and look into the mirror one more time. Because you need to learn to see yourself as one who has already won the victory. You have to see yourself as one who already has the victory. I want you to look in that mirror until you are convinced that you're not waiting for the victory. You're not waiting for the victory to come. The victory is a coming. No, I want you to look into that mirror today. And I want you to keep looking. If you got to look for a couple days or a couple weeks until you are convinced, beloved, that you already have the victory. You already possess the authority necessary to keep Satan under your feet where he belongs. How can Satan have authority over you and he under your feet? Now, wait, what? He's already under your feet. Somebody would try to break into your house, okay? You all right? And you, okay, you get the upper hand. You got him down. You call 911. You say, someone came in. They right here. Where they at, man? I got my feet on in there. And I'm pressing hard. I got this. I'm holding this down. Amen. Why? Because where they at, man? Under my feet. Beloved, Satan is under your feet. Will you please get it? We're not just talking words. We're talking Bible. It's just an illusion. What you're going through is an illusion. He's a liar. He knows how to paint pictures. And I want you to remember that you are no longer a victim, but you are a victor. Write that down and say it while you eat your breakfast, your lunch, your dinner, driving in your car, taking a bath, changing a baby, amen, on your way to the office. Glory be to God. I want you to say it until you are convinced that you are no longer a victim,
but you are a victor. So, beloved, Satan is not a force we are trying to defeat. He is already defeated, and you have God-given authority to enforce Satan's defeat. So, I want to close with the same question I opened with. So, what's the problem? So, what is the problem? Thanks, we got to activate our faith. And you will see exactly how much fear you put in Satan. You think you're afraid of Satan? No, what you're going to find out when you exercise your God-given authority, that Satan is afraid of you. That he's afraid of the God in you. Satan can't beat God because God already defeated him. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we say thank you for the victory you obtained by your resurrection from the dead. No one else could have done what you did for us. You invaded hell. You broke the power of its demonic forces. You seized their artillery and bound the devil. And because you did all this, you set us free. You are the great victor, our great champion, and you are the Lord of all lords. Thank you for cleansing us with your blood and granting us the honor to be called a child of God and a joint heir with you. We bless you and we thank you, for we ask this in all things in Jesus' name. And our soul says amen. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who is under your feet today, saints? Hallelujah. Who is under your feet? We bless God. That's the word of God for today, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. When we come out of ignorance and come out of fear, when we come out of ignorance and we come out of amen, we'll be automatically placed into victory. Amen. Hallelujah. Ooh, my God. And realities and manifestation and the evidence. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In form of announcements today, we will be at the altar prayer today at 12 o'clock noon, back at 9 o'clock. Please join us. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Wednesday night Bible study at 8 p.m. Thursday and Friday back at the altar. No altar prayer this Friday night. Amen. We only do Friday nights every other Friday. In Jesus' name. All right, that's it. Now, tomorrow for our Praise Wednesday. Come on now. Come on. Everybody's going to do a little bit of poetry. If it's not but two sentences or four sentences. All right, because as Minister Thurman, amen, she encouraged us through her reading last week that we're all a poet, amen. It's just a matter of expression. It doesn't have to rhyme, you know, a little rin-tin-tin or bin-bin-bin. No, it don't have to rhyme, okay, to be poetry, okay. Look at some of the great, look at Maya Angelou, look at Amanda Gorman, you know. Glory be to God. It doesn't have to rhyme. Amen. Minister Thurman and others that have shared their creativity with us. So, amen. Last Wednesday, we did the things that made you laugh. If you didn't get a chance to talk last Wednesday, amen, if you have something you want to share with us, amen, in reference to laughter, we'll talk about that too. But we want to move forward into poetry. Amen. So, I mean, it don't have to be a 5-minute, 10-minute reading. Okay? Because this is not the plan for everybody to read for 10 minutes. Okay, but just a little something, you know, it show yourself you can do it. You know what I'm going to do? Because I didn't write mine yet. It's only going to be something short. Amen. But I said, Lord, show me. Lord, give it to me. Lord, anoint me to write a little something. So if it's not but one paragraph, four sentences, amen, come on and share with us. Amen. And so that's what we're going to do tomorrow. So we'll open up the floors for everybody who's prepared, amen, to share a reading. I know. And then if you can't, or if you don't come up with your own, if you can find somebody else's, that'll be the next best thing. All right, we'll take that too. All right, in Jesus' name. All right, that's it for today. Amen. Everybody have a lovely day. Amen. Stay cool. Glory be to God. So let me say this. If you don't learn how to fight, you're going to lose. If you do not learn how to fight spiritual, I'm talking about spiritual now. I'm not talking about no flesh and blood battle. If you don't learn how to fight, you're going to lose. Why you say that, Pastor? Because God tells us to fight the good fight of faith. It's a good fight because it's a fixed fight. See, God has given us everything that we need to win, but you have to enforce it. Like, you have to pick it up by faith and use it. You have to pick up your sword. You have to pick up your shield. You have to put something in this. You have to put some effort in this. That's why it's called faith, beloved. And too many of God's people are losing. Well, will I go to heaven when you die? Yeah, you go to heaven when you die, but you're going to get there much quicker. You're going to get there much quicker. And you're not going to enjoy the life that God wanted you to enjoy. God put us on planet Earth for a purpose, and we're not getting the full benefits of that because we're letting the devil steal it, kill it, and destroy it. Instead of exercising our God-given authority to enforce his defeat. Put your feet on Satan's neck and remind him that he's defeated. Shut up. Leave me alone. I bind you and cast you into the abyss. Oh, he coming back again, but you're going to be even more, you're going to be even stronger when he come back again. You're going to be even stronger. Father God, we say thank you. Meet us at the altar of prayer today. Anoint the prayer warriors as they come. Father God, to pray in spirit and in truth. Father God, we bear them up right now. We cover them in Jesus' name. Father God, as we go out today, we stay in today. Whatever we do today, Father God, help us to keep our minds stayed fast on you. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today, Father God. Father, we cancel bad news, we cancel tears, we cancel sorrow, we cancel premature death. It will not take root, it will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. Father God, we thank you for helping us, Father God, to build up our confidence in your word, that we might stop acting like a victim, that we might shut it down today. Father God, and adopt, Father God, what your word tells us through the transformation of our mind, that we are a victor because we are one with you. Oh, my God. And we say thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Now to him, who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Glory be to God, and the Lord bless you and keep you. Glory be to God, and the Lord make his face to shine upon you. Hallelujah. Be gracious unto you and to give you peace in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And we bless be the name of the living God. Amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is, amen, the Lord of Lords. But we bind every spirit of retaliation. And we seal this service by the word, by the blood, and by the spirit. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Bless you, bless you, bless you. Bless you, bless you, bless you.
Hey, CC. Hey. I have never felt as if you've taken a loss, like you just keep on taking hell. But today we switched on tone to love, to life, to lessons. Hey, CC, let's tell them about no defeat. Say,
no more.
Amen and amen. You are not a victim, but you are a victor. So what's the problem? Amen. Pastor Bradford signing out. Love you.